Hey guys, welcome to a rant episode of
Cigar,
brought to you by goddamn Google. So
this is fucking ridiculous.
So I'll just give you guys some background. I don't know if anybody's watching or not. We'll probably just delete this. At the very least, we'll have to change the name because this is not Cigar Chat with Miami Cigar. For the first 120 episodes, Logan, just about, right? What is this, like 122 or something?
I believe so.
For the first 120, we get a link for the particular Hangout, and we send it to whoever we want to join. And they click on that link. It says, you want to join? They say yes, and you say this and that and the other thing, and blah, blah, blah. And then, boom, their picture pops up. Out of nowhere last week, that changed for no particular fucking reason. Somehow we were able to get Victor on, and I honestly think it was because Victor was
Logan's such a technical fucking genius.
I think we got lucky because Victor was in your circles. I think the problem is Jason's not in either of our circles, and I can't find him when I look him up. So if you look up Jason Holly, 98, or Jason Holly, Jason Wood, 98 Jason Woods pop up, and his didn't have his picture or his name with Miami Cigar or anything. So I couldn't find him, so I didn't add him to my circles. I was smoking an Esther Miranda Collection Maduro, and about 15 minutes ago, I just went Hulk on it and ripped the whole thing to shreds because I was so fucking
irritated. Rob's got anger issues.
And I got a serious fucking anger.
You do, man.
When I get mad, and I get, like, I get unreasonable, and, like, I just get unreasonably angry and just start raging. I hope that I don't become the victim of road rage one day and, like, get all pissed off at the wrong person. But anyway...
If you're listening, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, this is some bullshit, man. Like, it's so fucking irritating. Because it makes us look like we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And Jason was very gracious and said, oh, you know, it's my fault. I wasn't here for us to do a test, blah, blah, blah. And it's nice of him to say that. But ultimately, it's our fault because somebody at Google changed something, some minor fucking setting that I don't know how to fix, so I'm going to bitch about it. But what we can do is, since we were talking about, we can show off this Viva Republica limited edition Culebra.
Chupacabra?
The Chupacabras that I'm going to smoke and review for next week. They only made 1,000 of these. 1,000. Wow.
Is it a numbered box? Do you have a number on your box?
Well, they all come with... There's a joke there. They all come with one of these. This is like their certificate of authenticity.
There's a certificate of authenticity with the Chupacabra.
That's not what it's called, but I mean, that's how I'm taking it. Because it's got all the information on it, yeah? This limited edition release is comprised of 1,000 coffins shipped to authorized retailers in 5-pack units. The three pieces of this Culebra are 3 different blends. Oh, crap. I can't do my review for Monday then because I'm not going to have time to smoke all 3 of them.
Well, just pick one.
I guess we could do one at a time and do like one review. Like this ends up being 3 reviews.
Dude, that's just too much work. Just pick one and just fucking review the thing, man.
Well, it's 3 different blends. I can't just pick one. Lightest wrapper is the Rapture Natural. The one featuring a slightly darker colored wrapper is the Guerrilla Warfare.
That cigar is fucking awesome. I smoked one last night. Dude, that cigar is fucking amazing.
And the dark, that's good. I was going to say thank you, like you were complimenting me.
Oh,
like,
no, not at all.
And I've never had that one, actually. And the darkest wrapper is the Rapture Maduro. We would have color-coded them with more ribbons, but why take the fun out of it? Apparently there's a ribbon. I haven't opened it yet, but I want to photograph it before I break the seal. So I'm not going to open it up just yet. But it does say...
Sig Fed Store is getting 10 coffins. Not that anyone cares, but...
Who is?
The Sig Fed Store is getting 10 coffins.
What are they going to sell for, do you know?
I think they're $18.
For one coffin?
For Uno. Well, technically, since it's 3 cigars, it's really $6 a cigar if you want to break it down like that. So you really get a lot of bang for your buck.
You do. You're breaking it down. So on here it says blank of 200. So
shifty.
It wasn't. This one isn't numbered. I assume they've made 1,000 of them for sale, and X amount for review. I don't know how many people are getting them for review. I know we are, because I've got
it. I know we did.
But it's, yeah, the natural, I mean, it's the Ecuadorian HVA wrapper, Dominican binder, fillers from Brazil, Dominican, Nicaraguan, Peru. So these are probably all the same blends, right?
I would assume so.
As the regulars. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm curious to check this out. So that'll be next week.
Smoking the chupacabra.
Smoking the chupacabras was real.
You know what? Google smoking is fucking pole. Because so, okay, they fucking suck.
Since we're not going to talk about... actually, I haven't even like shown the camera on you. I've just had it on me the whole time.
It doesn't matter. I'm just over here yelling.
That's narcissistic, isn't it?
Nah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it's all right. So, on HBO, and I went off about this yesterday. You guys have to watch The Jinx. It's fucking amazing. This guy, Robert Durst, is just a fucking piece of work. And he's got, like... I don't know if he has like a mild form of Asperger's or something like that, where he's got like a lot of facial tics, and he doesn't. It's not like he has Tourette's, but it could be like a mild form of Tourette's. As far as I know, Tourette's and Asperger's have nothing to do with each other, so I'm just throwing out titles. But he's got something where he kind of. It's almost like Gollum. Remember in Lord of the Rings how there's two different Gollums, and he would talk to himself.
Yep.
But, like, he would ask himself a question and then answer it.
Yeah, yeah.
In a very different voice. Like, he's almost like that. It's fucking weird, man. But
he was, like, a rich billionaire, right?
Oh, yeah, he was a billionaire. His family is it's the Durst family of New York, and they're one of the top five real estate families in New York. And, they're billionaires. He's born into this billionaire family. But his younger brother got passed over for his younger brother instead of Robert taking control. His younger brother did, but for obvious reasons. So, like, in 82, this guy's wife goes missing, and they never found her. Never found her. And everybody thought that he killed her and all this and that, but they never found her. So there was these conflicting reports of he says he put her on a train to go back to New York. And
dead.
And the doorman says that he saw her come in, but then, like, years later, he's like, no, yeah, she never came back. So, like, nobody knows what the fuck happened to her. And then, while all this was going on, his friend from L.A., this chippy from L.A., and I can't remember her name, Susan something maybe, and she comes to his aid and, like, becomes his spokesperson, does interviews for him on his behalf and answers questions and things. A couple years later, she winds up dead, shot execution style in the back of her head in her Beverly Hills home. But her family had mob ties, so they all thought it was kind of a mob thing. And then, so at some point, Mr. Durst, who was living in New York, goes to Texas, Galveston, Texas.
Dude, Galveston.
And he's like living right on the water, and he's on the run. Like they're trying to reopen the case about his wife and all this and that. So he's just fucking, I'm out. And he goes to Galveston and says, well, I can't be Robert Durst. I got to be somebody else. So he becomes a mute woman, shaves his head, and wears a wig. This guy's a fucking piece of work, man.
Don't give it away, because I want to see it.
Well, they tell you all this right at the beginning. Okay. But if you haven't seen it, don't Google it or anything, because the ending is epic. There is an epic fucking ending that you just... I knew it was coming, and I was a little bit disappointed, because I'm waiting for it to happen. But if you don't know, don't look. And the ending is just worth it. But he ends up befriending his neighbor, and then he ends up shooting the neighbor, killing the guy, dismembers him, brings him down to the fucking pier, and throws his body in different bags like Dexter, throws him in the water. And then sure enough, the next morning he comes back and they've all floated up.
Of course.
So he gets charged with murder. But he has unlimited resources, so there's these two great attorneys in Texas, so he hires both of them. And
of course.
No, it was like a $5 million defense. And it was brilliant, the way that they defended this guy. And he got away with it. He didn't get he didn't go to prison for murder.
So he's still free?
Well, he was recently arrested.
Don't tell me, okay.
So you got to fucking watch it, dude. I can't stop talking about it. It's freaking epic.
But how many? It's six episodes?
It's six episodes, are about 45 to 50 minutes apiece. And It's definitely worth your time. Go. We're going to hop off here early so you and Allie can go start watching it.
Problem is I canceled HBO, dog. Now I'm pissed that I did it.
You need that HBO Go, son. You got that?
What's HBO Go, man?
Well, you need a login. I've got an HBO Go login, but I'm not going to send it to you.
Why not?
I've already got like six people using it.
Dude, I'm your boy, man. Dude, is it just for this.
Is it not on Netflix?
No, I look. No, they have like a documentary about him, but not
no, it would be on Amazon Prime. They may not have added it yet.
No, it's not there. I looked at it before I came on the show.
Oh, well, okay. We'll talk offline.
Yeah, Rob's going to hook it up.
You'll have to stream it, though.
Dude, I mean, my computer works. I think. I don't know. Maybe not.
Don't speak so soon.
Yeah, I know. It's all
anyway,
frozen up now.
So hopefully, moving forward, and I don't know if anybody's watching
Rant.
That doesn't seem like it.
No, there's a few people.
Rob's name, psychological name dropping?
Fuck HBO.
Rumors on Cigar Chat. Yeah, some people are watching. Yeah, it won't be on Amazon. It won't be on Amazon? Why not?
It's called The Jinx, J-I-N-X, right?
The deal is 3 years after they air. Oh, okay, so Tripp was coming in with some info there. It won't be
on. Oh, there we go. I see it now, but it's not. Hold on.
It's not an option?
Well, I can maybe buy it. Yeah, I can't. It's, yeah.
Well, you can pay for each individual episode or something like 99.
No, it doesn't even say that. Like,
oh, wow.
This is The Jinx Season 1. 6-part documentary. And then I can option to buy, but it only shows. What the fuck? What the fuck is this?
I don't know.
Let me just sign in. Let's see if I got more goddamn internet issues.
Logan's going to figure it out, but if. Bob Dog's still watching, so thank you for hanging with us. And I think we've got an answer as to how to fix all these bullshit problems that are happening. So just so you guys who are watching, we've rescheduled Miami.
It's $24 goddamn dollars!
Oh, it's worth it.
But dude, you can't even get it. It's pre-order. It has not been released yet.
Just renew HBO for a month. It'll cost you $10.
Dude, why don't you just give me your fucking HBO Go shit, man? Because that's all I'm going to watch on it. Dude, he looks fucked up, by the way.
Oh, this guy, he's a fucking piece of work, man. He is a piece of fucking work. And it's just, he decides to do this interview because there's a movie, and there's a movie called All Good Things. Starring Ryan Gosling and...
No, because I saw that movie. I haven't seen the movie, but I saw it when it came up.
Yeah, that's about him.
I didn't know that.
That's a fictional movie, though. I mean, obviously. But it's done by the same guys. So they did this movie. And this documentary took like 8 years to make. So they started... I think they started right around the time that... that All Good Things came out. And that was... Ryan Gosling and somebody else. And so like after the movie comes out, like they play the message that the director got. He's like, yeah, so I get home one day and I play my messages and it's like, hey, you know, so and so, this is Robert Durst. I just watched the movie that you made about me and all this. It's like, could you imagine?
That'd be fucking ridiculous.
You think this guy killed his wife and he's leaving you a voicemail? Like, I don't know. It's just crazy. You have to fucking watch it.
Give me HBO Go, man?
I want to go watch it again. It's crazy. But you guys have to fucking watch it. Anyway, Miami Cigar is rescheduled for April 9th. Next week, Moya Ruiz is canceled because they have an event
Danny's
the same
a fuckhead.
Night. We've pushed them back. Oh, fuck. You know what? We may have pushed them back to the 9th, and I might have just fucked everything up. But anyway, we'll figure that we'll figure it all out. And hopefully by then we'll have it figured out. But next week, I think what we'll do, in lieu of Cigar Chat, we'll have Pipe Dummies on Monday.
Yep.
Or sorry, on Wednesday. Pipe Dummies. And then I think we'll do a Sharing Our Pairings on Thursday. And I think we're going to do... we've got one more Smoking Monk left, but that's scheduled for next week, so I think we're going to do Japanese whiskey, so that'll be fun. John has sent me so much alcohol in these little fucking bottles. And these are all, I mean, they say they're one thing, but they're actually different Japanese whiskeys. But he sent me probably like 30 of these. And the awesome thing is there's like two tastes in there, two, maybe three tastes in there. So I can actually have a pour of each one on my own, and it doesn't have to be just for the show. So I can
Sergeant hooks it up, man.
He does hook it up. He sent me a link the other day to his, he's got an online humidor type situation, but it's for his bourbon collection. And he's got like 96 bottles.
Dude, like, he has a worse collecting problem than me. Like, pipes, you know, obviously I went nuts with pipe tobacco. Dude, let me tell you something real quick. Dude, you'll never guess what I bought today.
Did you buy one of those, the Peterson chits?
No, dude, but they were on sale. I really thought about it. But they were sold out. The one I wanted was sold out. But fucking what I did was Allie's been bitching about having a fridge upstairs, you know, so she can have her wine chilled when she's watching the baby, you know, because you got to have your wine chilled when you're watching the baby upstairs, you know.
Absolutely.
But, dude, I found it's called AaronWater.com because, you know, I've been really stressing over my pipe tobacco collection because it's just I leave the house so hot, you know. And I was like, man, I got to keep this shit at 65 degrees, man. I don't want this shit to get all fucking dank, you know, because especially if I never smoke it, I want to be able to resell it for some cash one day.
Did you get a swamp cooler?
Dude, no, man. I got a legit $300, 24-bottle wine, like wine, thermoelectric wine cooler. It was $300. Guess what I paid for it?
$300 for 24 bottles? Jesus. I don't know. What did you pay for it?
$104.
How did you swing that?
Dude, well, first of all, I got the scratch and dent model because I didn't give a fuck what it looks like because it's Allie's problem. But, dude, it was supposed to get another, like, 20% off their site. Dude, it took $130 off.
Giggity.
Dude, and I was like, man, this can't be right. And I placed the order real quick. They sent me the order confirmation. Maybe they're fucking listening in better customer service than Google right now and know that Logan Lawler got one over on them. But, dude, it's legit. Like, it's got two sections. It's actually got cedar trays, so I can put all my stowaway pipe tobacco in there and run it at a comfortable 64 degrees and just let that shit marinate.
So you got two of them? You got one for her and one for you?
No, I got a big-ass one, so she can have one shelf as her wine and the rest is going to be my pipe tobacco.
Nice.
That's and I got awesome. I got it dual zone, so she gets the upper zone, which is its own little area, so that way she won't infest my fucking pipe tobacco. And vice versa, of course.
And it was how many bottles?
24.
I'm looking for the model here. I don't see it.
I'll send it to you right now.
It's got cedar shelves?
Yeah, dude. It's no fucking bitch, man. I mean, I was like, yeah, dog.
I want
one. I know, dude. Hey, let me send you the link. Hold on a second. Oh, Google, server not found, gmail.com. Well, that's not a fucking shocker. They're having a party out there in fucking the Silicon Valley, just chilling.
They've got a Markdown Madness, use 20% off with the code basketball.
Yeah, dude, and it took like 50% off. Dude, I can't even go to Google to check this shit out. Hold on. All right, I'll tell you which one I... Motherfucker, I swear to God, the internet is just like shitting all over me today.
It's out to get you.
There we go.
Anyway, so I think we'll cut this short, but of the I will say of like the about half inch of that Nestor Miranda collection Maduro that I smoked was pretty good, but then I got really fucking irritated and ripped it to shreds.
You went all fucking gangster on that
I
shit.
Did.
All right, hold on. Let me tell you which one I got really quick before you tell me your HBO Go login.
Yeah, I'm going to give it out so everybody can hear that.
No, you don't have to do it. We'll just do it off air. It's cool. All right, let me get the one I can tell you. Yeah, dude, air-n-water, dude.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I was looking at it.
Make sure you get a thermoelectric wine cooler because if you get a compressor, it won't keep humidity. But you can put cigars in that shit too.
Yeah. All right.
Let me see which one I got.
I would need, like, the $5,000 one to hold all my shit.
Well, yeah, dude. You're, like, you know, got problems and shit. But... All
right. I'm looking. Right. Yeah. Who refers right. to himself? Oh, Kruk was it? Oh, it's Robert Durst referred to himself in third person a lot. If you watch
okay,
that.
Okay, I apologize. It wasn't 24 bottles. It was 21.
Okay, it's then I
the model number is AW-211E as in erectile and D as dysfunction.
Awesome.
Yeah, dude. Scratch and Dent Man, 224, got that shit for 104 out the door.
And it's free shipping.
Hey, I bet you. They don't fuss around there. I probably got it for so cheap because they, like, I'm going to get the one that's really fucked up. Like, the one that's, like, not just it's like, did it. Half. But they're like, bet the bottle, but it seals, Logan, but it seals.
The door doesn't open. It's, you can't put anything in there, but it's sealed up.
I bet it seals, bro. So
when is the SigFed store getting these, do you know?
Probably pretty soon.
I might buy one.
You're going to spend $6 a cigar, you big spender, you?
I might buy one, just to maybe buy two. Just to
Chupacabras.
Chupacabras. I've never smoked one before, so I'm curious to see how that's like. It's going to be obviously a little bit weird because they're all going to be pointing in different directions.
I had one from when – who did it? Was it Illusion? Did that one release? Yeah, I had one of those. No. I have that. I have the Old Man in the Sea that I haven't opened. But also Illusion did a Chupacabra.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
They're not
coming. I don't know. They'll come in soon, I'm sure.
Alright. Well, I'm yawning.
I know, man. I'm just so bummed that Google fucking fucked this shit all up, man.
We're going to have to figure it out. But we will.
No.
Another thing, since we were talking about...
Download the fucking app, you fuckers. Yeah, I spent all this time trying to fucking do this shit, and then...
Nobody's downloading it.
No, there's people downloading it, but we haven't really promoted it.
It's a true story.
I think we already got like 500 downloads, but the new version hasn't rolled to Apple yet, unfortunately.
Yeah, I haven't gotten an update. So the ad's running in the other one?
You know it.
But they are.
Yeah, dude. It's kicking them like Wayne, bro. Quicking like Wayne, bro. Yeah, dude, it's kicking. It's dead sexy. I mean, all the issues with the status and the activity threads and the forum and all that bullshit, solved.
It's all fixed. We got some nice little graphics that we put in there.
Those won't be on the next update, I don't think.
What?
What, motherfucker? It's because you took about 6 weeks to give me that shit.
Dude, I spent my hard-earned time.
Dude, and Rob, I appreciate that. if we look at the timestamp of the emails, it only took you about 3 weeks to get the shit to me.
Well, I
understand,
will,
you're busy. Understand.
I will use the my dog was in the hospital card for two of those weeks or one of those weeks. Anyway. But he's not in the hospital anymore, and he's,
I told you he was fine.
He's like fine. Yeah, he just wanted us to spend a grip of cash.
Dude, I mean, dogs are like that, man. They're like, what? You got cash, bitch?
Prove that you love me. Buy me an MRI.
And those doggy MRIs are not cheap, dog.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Hey, but still, man.
No, he doesn't. Fuck it, man. He doesn't have a brain tumor, so it was worth every penny.
So fuck it. Yeah, it's exactly.
Man, I'm looking at myself on the screen. I look tired. It's tax day. Tax day takes the life out of me.
Yeah, man. But you have your shit done, though, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got our same tax guy that Dana's dad went to, and he lives in North Carolina. This guy still does his taxes.
No shit.
But he's awesome, and I really trust him, so that's helpful.
I'll do your taxes, man.
Oh, I'm a gigantic pussy when it comes to that stuff.
I don't know, man.
I don't get it. I'm not a numbers spreadsheet guy, so it scares me to death. And so I go in there and I just assume that I'm gonna have to leave a kidney or a testicle there or something.
Did you get money back? I'm assuming you got money back, right?
Yeah. We always get money back, and personally, with my business is making more money than it was before, so I'm not getting as much back. I need to start paying quarterlies, which I haven't been doing. We got money back. It's just not as old.
I got my little tax shelter rocking this year. Little Callaway. Little tax shelter. Oh, fuck yeah, man.
I was trying to see, man. I need to get social security numbers for my dogs so I can write off all of Charlie's medical expenses.
Dude, I wonder if you can write those off.
You can't. They're technically dependents, but they're not. That's what we asked, and I was like, I know this is stupid, but I'm going to ask anyway because we just spent a grip of cash. Is there any way that we can write even a portion of this off? And he said, well, if you can get them social security numbers, then yeah. So I'll see what I can do.
I can work. I can't do it.
So. I'll see what I can do. You can, it's not that hard to get somebody a social security number. Everybody gets one, right? Anyway.
Yeah, dude, it's not hard to get one at all.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm just gonna go buy a birth certificate and a social security number for my dog. That's good. I'm gonna get audited next year now. That's awesome.
No, man, don't trust me. Google's not listening.
Yeah.
They don't even know, man. They're just partying. They got fucking Owen Wilson up there, fucking just chilling, running the joint.
There's people watching, though.
I know, shocking.
So I did, since we're here talking, I had a Pêche Mortel, and that's from the Diu du Ciel. I don't know how you say that, but that's how you spell it. D-I-E-U-D-U-C-I-E-L. They are based in Montreal. Oh, and nice. This beer is so fucking good. It is an Imperial Coffee Stout brewed with real fair trade coffee. And if you go back and watch one of our old Sharing Our Pairing show, they'll tell you what fair trade means. It has something to do with labor laws and stuff. I don't know. But
it means you don't fucking whip them.
Yeah, it's something. Well, I don't know about that, but it's something. They're labor practices or whatever. But the beer is fucking fantastic. The Pêche Mortel is great. The Aphrodite, also fantastic. The Aphrodite might be my favorite beer. I could drink it all the fucking time. But anyway, I think we're going to wrap it up unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
No, man. Other than Google, you can go fuck yourself.
I'm going to talk about my beard for a little bit because John.
Dude, your beard is getting kind of fluffy. I like it.
It's coming in kind of nice. You know, it's starting to look better, at least on camera. It's looked a lot better in person than it has on camera for a while. But so John turned me on to all these like beard care products, and so now I'm using beard shampoo, and
that shit work?
It does. Like it used to get kind of crusty underneath.
Yeah, I like that though. That kind of it makes me feel like a man.
No, that's not. Nice.
Nah.
My skin would get really dry and flaky and itchy. So like it really is like face dandruff. It's gross. But use some of that shampoo. It changed my life. This hair is so much softer. It's not all brittle and itchy. It's a game changer. But then he also said to get this beard saver stuff from Bluebeards, and it kind of smells like it smells good in the can. Or a little tin thing. It comes in like a little pomade tin thing.
Yeah.
And it smells like citrus, like lime and mint. But then when I put it on my face, like after a while, it starts to smell like old sponge.
Like cat piss?
You know that old sponge smell?
Yes. Gross.
It kind of smells like that. And it's like, dude, I don't want to smell like that.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. That's worse than having a crusty beard.
It is. So, and it wasn't cheap. So I'm going to bring – John loves it, and he says his girlfriend likes it. My wife was like, dude, that stinks. So I'm going to bring it to IPCPR and give it to him because I'm not going to use it. IPCPR, I'm flying down that Friday. I have
dude,
not
– you're not coming on Thursday?
Why?
Because the fucking seminars actually start on Saturday.
The seminars are on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Are there any seminars to go to?
No, man, I'm just going to go fucking rub elbows with, the great people of the cigar industry. You know, those fucking geniuses. Those genius level IQ people.
I'm going to fly in on Friday.
So I'm not going, Logan, thank you.
No, my wife is coming in after the show.
So, oh, yeah, you told me that.
So we're going to be there for... She's coming in on Tuesday, so we're going to stay Tuesday through Friday and kind of... tool around the city. I've never been, so that should be fun. I want to do like a swamp tour. Go out on like.
Smells like cat piss.
The swamps smell like cat piss?
I mean, dude, it's an okay city. Like, it's fun if you like to like party and rage and shit. But it's kind of a grimy city.
Yeah, I get that feeling that it's going to be a little bit, just stale beer and strip clubs.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's. I mean, Sturgeon will love it.
I don't know what that means. It's kind of funny.
I don't know. I just said it because it'd be funny.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. So we'll be down there. I'm looking forward to that. And that's it. Let's just wrap it up. Fuck it.
Okay.
All right.
HBO Go. Fuck you, Google.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, guys.
We'll get it fixed.
Next week. Later.
Bitches.